This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Slovakian Prime Minister Robert Fico is in life-threatening condition after he was shot in an assassination attempt while leaving a government meeting on Wednesday, the Interior Minister said. Slovakia's Minister of Defense, Robert Kalinak, said the shooting was a political assault.
So this is the issue, what's happened. It's a political assault. It's absolutely clear. And we have to react on that.
The gunman shot Fico five times, leaving the prime minister in critical condition and still undergoing surgery hours later on Wednesday evening, the interior minister told a news briefing. A 71-year-old man was taken into custody in the stunned small Central European nation, with the shooting drawing international condemnation. Doctors in Gaza said on Wednesday they are struggling to provide medical treatment and many patients can't leave for treatment abroad because the southern Rafah crossing is closed. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Gaza's medical system has virtually collapsed, witnesses say. Egypt blames the closure on Israeli military operations around Rafah. Israel, which seized control of the crossing last week, said on Tuesday it was up to Egypt to reopen it. Remarks described by Cairo as desperate attempts to shift the blame, as well as shutting down a vital evacuation route for patients in Gaza. The shutdown has left desperately needed foreign aid piling up on the Egyptian side of the border.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in China on Thursday to meet with counterpart Xi Jinping as he seeks greater support from Beijing for his war effort in Ukraine and his isolated economy in his first trip abroad since his March re-election. This is VOA News. Nigerian officials say they are investigating a plan by a lawmaker in central Niger state to marry off some 100 female orphans of unknown age in the state later this month. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Last week, Speaker of the Niger State Assembly, Abdul Malik Sarkindaji, announced his support for the mass wedding of some 100 orphans whose relatives were killed during attacks by armed bandits. He said it was part of his support to his constituents, following a wedding funding appeal by local traditional and religious leaders in the area. The mass wedding had been slated for May 24th. But on Tuesday, Sarkindaji annulled the plans following criticism from state officials. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
A high-level U.S. delegation held talks in Niger on Wednesday to discuss the withdrawal of U.S. troops demanded by the West African country's military leaders, the defense ministry said. About 650 American troops and several hundred contract workers are in the Central African state as part of regional efforts to suppress militant groups. The military government has increasingly turned to Russia for security backing. A barge hits a bridge in Texas, causing an oil spill and closing the only road to a small island, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The barge slammed into a bridge pillar in Galveston, Texas, Wednesday morning, spilling oil into the surrounding waters. The accident caused the closure of the only road that leads to Pelican Island, north of Galveston. There have been no reports of injuries, but officials say one person on the barge was knocked into the water and quickly rescued. Galveston County Navigation District Superintendent David Flory says a tugboat was backing up and lost control of two barges it was pushing. One of the barges hit the bridge and two telephone poles. I'm Mike Hempen.
Peruvian President Dina Boluarte was questioned on Wednesday by prosecutors investigating what has become known as Rolex Gate, a corruption scandal shaking her already unpopular government. This is the second time Boluarte has been summoned to testify since the scandal erupted in March over the discovery of a trove of undeclared luxury Rolex watches and jewelry. After an hour, she left the prosecutor's office in downtown Lima without making a statement. Outside the building, guarded by police, a dozen demonstrators called for her resignation. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.